better listen to Jehovah, cause he'll mold ya. I'm waking up these masses, better smell it like exposure. Society up and down, it's like a town of roller coasters. Bijola got his upload, download it to your folder. The purpose is to share it, don't care about no vultures. You know I'm from that Texas, where we ride around on pokers. My flow is so infectious, and I'm drowning out these jokers. No need to wear a necklace, I'm shining with my mind out. If you really trying to test this, you better come and find out. Bijola in your soda with Jehovah, that's for sure though. If you didn't know by now, by the end you gonna know though. Bijola, Jehovah, let me mix it in your soda. I'm flying in my spaceship, can you hear me zooming over? I'm here to show these people out there fighting, it ain't over. This is greatness in the making, I invite you should come over.
Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher, 33. And today is Thursday, February the 26th of 2015. And the time is 7 p.m. Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. Today, my sister, we're continuing with part six of a profound teaching and study that we are traveling down this particular venture or this particular road for the last few weeks. Before we get started, we're in a new time slot. As you guys know, I had a tough decision to make whether to continue to do these shows or to discontinue these shows or to do it in a pay-per-view type of a format. So what I've decided to do, my brothers and sisters, instead of totally discontinuing the show, also instead of doing a pay-per-view format only, I will still do pay-per-view, but only for those messages that, again, are just so dangerous that I just don't feel comfortable with sharing it with the general public. There's some information that is just really, really, really contrary to your theology. And I talk about it inside of my book, The Ontology, The Ontological Makeup of Mankind, how the word mankind means kind of man, kinds, plural, more than one, kinds of man. You can go to Google right now and type in Homo sapien, Homo erectus, Homo gigantuan, Homo Neanderthal. There's 8 different kinds, really 7 different kinds of mankind. And so when you meet somebody and they look like a man or a woman and they're not a man or a woman, then the question you should be asking yourself is, what are they? Again, that teaching is too dangerous, for the general public. So I got it inside of a book that's $499. It's priced that way on purpose. If you're interested, again, email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Another reason that I'm doing the show at this hour is because it's a little less likely that someone that shouldn't be listening to it will be able to tune in. But the primary reason was I had to juggle my schedule around so that way I could be more effective during the daytime economically, simply meaning that practice what I teach. Now, this is very, 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 very important. I practice what I teach. So I tell all of my clients, if what you are working isn't working, then you got to change it. You may even have to do something else. I tell all of my clients as well, you got to bloom where you plant it. That means that you work what God gives you. And so I'm not afraid, you guys know, I'm not afraid of work. So I went back into the quote-unquote traditional job market, if you want to use that term. Nothing changes. I still be able to do what I've been doing. It's just that I need to make sure that the home front is taken care of in addition to what I'm doing. Not afraid of work. You guys know, you've heard my testimony, I used to work 3 jobs. So this is just another day at the office for me. But with no further ado, we want to get into this study of the teachings of Silvanus, which again, as we've talked about in part 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, all through the scriptures, this gentleman is mentioned all throughout the Bible. So I don't know why this teaching, I've never heard Reverend Dr. Bishop or anyone teach on this subject about Silvanus or Silas, that Paul and Silas that it talks about in the book of Thessalonians or in the book of 1 Peter. He's mentioned throughout the Bible. And so, but what he says, my brothers and sisters, that's the reason why this book is not inside of the Bible. Because of what I'm getting ready to share with you right now. Now, part 6 is the most dangerous out of all the parts. Now, the entire book is dangerous. The entire book, we start off talking about in part 1, where he says that your thoughts are torches that protect the gateways into your brain. In other words, you have 5 senses. Each one of your 5 senses allows information to come in. So your 5 senses are gateways to your soul. Now, we've heard that the eyes is the window to the soul. So is the ears. So is the hands. So is the mouth. So is the nose. Now, in part 1, we went through all of that. So hopefully you listened to part 1. In part 2, we dropped the gauntlet because we started revealing, explaining, and illuminating and simplifying how that your thoughts are wild beasts. It says that all kinds of wild beasts have trampled up on you. For thoughts that are not good are evil, wild beasts. And then it said not only were they wild beasts, it said that they were savage. We broke down that word, savage. So savage replaced salvage. And so your thoughts will either salvage you or they will savage you. That means that they're going to run you over. They're going to abuse you. They're going to manipulate you. They're going to destroy you. So your thoughts have the ability to bring you peace or bring you destruction. The Bible says the same thing. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. And so this is very important. Then in part 3, we went even further down the rabbit trail. Because in part 3, we talked about how you have to protect yourself. It says that you must protect yourself unless you deliver your own self because you lack reason and logic. Now, it says in the text, it says reason and mind. It says no one will be victorious over you if you have reason and mind or reason and frontal lobe activity. The frontal lobe is a part of the brain where reason and logic exist. So we read in part 3 and part 4 that if you put reason and logic with nurturing and compassion, nobody can manipulate you. Nobody can con you because you're putting on the mind of divinity. Then in part 4 and 5, we got into some very, 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 very heavy stuff. Because then we talked about the deceitfulness that the devil uses to bring about the darkness. So he uses deceitfulness to bring about darkness. How is that done? Through your friends. We talked about how it says it is better to go alone than it is to go with someone else. Again, this teaching is contrary to most teaching that's been out there or that I've heard. Because yesterday in part 5, we also talked about that the only way you can be successful is if you accept Christ. And we broke down what that word means. Not only does it mean the person, not only does it mean the place, it also, more importantly, means the position that the person who has the place puts you in. And then, my brothers and sisters, that brings us to part 6. In part 6, we want to continue where we left off, because after you know your birth, again, where I get all of my information from my Dear Canary, not all, but a lot of my information, when I do the 500-page Dear Canary report for all of my clients. So all of my clients know because they already have this Dear Canary report. What does this Dear Canary report reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify? It reveals you to you. It says, and again, I quote, I'm reading from the teachings of Silvanus. But before everything else, know your birth. Know yourself, that is, from what substance you are, or from what race, or from what species. Understand that you have come into being from 3 races, from the earth, from the form, and from the created. Now, we broke that down in part 4 and part 5. So we all understand that we are a triune being. We are spirit, soul, and body. We are biological, electrical, chemical beings. And then we talked about how it says that the people who we call friends, and we broke down that word, trust and friends, how those terms are not necessarily good terms. And that word friend has a dual meaning. It means fiend, F-I-E-N-D, which means little devil, not little devil, which means demon or devil. And the other word, friend, means free. So every friend that you have in your life is either they're trying to free you or they're trying to enslave you. Now, my brothers and my sisters, tonight we're talking about the invisible realm. Now, this is really, really, really dangerous. This is a Hebrews 6:1 message. Everything that you see is a copy of something that you can't see. Let me say that again. Everything that you see is a copy of something that you can't see. Now, let me say that again before we get into reading this. This is really important. It says the exact same thing in the book of Hebrews. So everything that's done, this is really interesting to me, because everything that I've read so far and all of the ancient texts that I've read is also inside of the Bible, but it's worded differently. So they put the more palatable, watered-down version inside the 66 books of the Bible. So in Hebrews, let's read what the Bible says first before we read what they took out of the Bible. So Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3. We know that's the first, the Faith Hall of Fame. Hebrews 11, let's go with verse 2. Hebrews 11, 2 says, "For by it the men of old gained approval." By what? By faith. "By faith we understand that the worlds," plural, "were prepared by the word of God, so that what is seen was not made out of things which are visible." Brothers and sisters, again, I'm reading from the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 3. Let me say that again. Now, this is before we get into the teachings of Silvanus. Hebrews 11, verse 3 in the King James says it this way: "Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear." The New Living Translation says, "By faith we understand that the entire universe was formed at God's command, that what we now see did not come from anything that can be seen." So that means what you see came from something that is not seen. Now, inside of my book, The Cosmogrator, I break all of this down in vivid detail, how the Cosmogrator, we know him as Satan, Lucifer, Beelzebub, he stole the blueprint of heaven, and he made an image, he made a copy, he made a duplicate, if you want to use that term of it. Now, brothers and sisters, to the average Joe, okay, that doesn't mean very much. Let's get into reading the teachings of Silvanus. "For everything which is visible is a copy of that which is hidden. For as a fire which burns in a place without being confined to it, so it is with the sun, which is in the sky, all of whose rays extend to places on the earth. Similarly, Christ has a single being, and he gives light to every place. This is also the way in which he speaks of our mind, as if it were a lamp which burns and lights up the place. Being in a part of the soul, it gives light to all parts. Furthermore, I shall speak of what is more excellent or what is more exalted than this. The mind, with respect to actual being, is in a place, which means it is in the body. But with respect to thought, the mind is not in a place. For how can it be in a place where it contemplates every place?" Now, let's go back and let's examine what we just read. Father, in the name that is above every name, touch the minds of your people, that every person listening to this show tonight will hear the rhema word of God. "I decrease so that you may increase." Brothers and sisters, this is one of the most important messages that you'll ever hear. This is what the people in the quote-unquote shadow government don't want you to know. They don't want you to know that what we have is an image. Now, the Bible says that you shall have no graven image before you. So that word image, graven image, inside of the Hebrew, it means pixel, a pixel, a pixel, P-I-X-E-L. Now, I've done many shows on pixel, L of God, pix, picture, image. But my brothers and my sisters, as I've talked about on many shows, what we see when we open our eyes, first of all, how does your eyeballs work? Anybody can go to Google and just type in the human eye and click on images. Your eyes turn everything upside down. Let me say that again. Your eyes turn everything upside down. Now, brothers and sisters, there is a entity that turns everything upside down and puts it in reverse. So he turns everything upside down because he's manipulating the original. Now, that's what this scripture is saying. But you should be asking yourself, what does that mean? Now, thankfully, we have some scriptures in the side of the Bible as well. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 29, verse 15. Isaiah 29, 15. Everybody that's listening to this show, please write that scripture down. Isaiah, this is really important because the Reverend Dr. Bishops are going to challenge you on this. You got to have scripture because they don't read outside of the Bible. Isaiah 29, 15. Woe to those who deeply hide their plans from the Lord and whose deeds are done in a dark place. Now, my name in Hebrew means dark place. It means Bethesiah. Bethesiah comes from it's a Hebrew word that means Beta and then Zai and then El. It means El means God. Zel, Bethesiah means hidden. And so it means, it comes from the Greek word skion, askinos, which means to hide in the shadow of God, to hide in a dark place. And so Bethesiah, if you don't know about Bethesiah, he's mentioned throughout the Bible, he accompanied Moses. God, in fact, chose Bethesiah to build his temple out in the desert that housed the glory of God. Now, I have all of the information on Bethesiah on my website at masterteacher33.com. Just click on the link that says Bethesiah, which means my name, well, my name in English means in Hebrew. So I encourage every listener, and I do this in my Dear Kinnear report, if you don't know your Hebrew name, then you don't know the expression that God has placed inside of you. So when I do Dear Kinnear reports, people are always amazed at how do I know more about them than they know about themselves. Because when I first meet somebody, the first thing that I do is I get their name, and I come home, and I input their name into my computer, and I pull up their Hebrew name. And from their Hebrew name, the Hebrew has 22 letters, not 26. Each letter of the Hebrew, according to the Kabbalah, and the Kabbalah represents an invisible realm. So your physical or visible manifestation is the result of an invisible expression. That's all it's saying here. So the world that we see right now is the result of an invisible world. But where is that invisible world? You can't see it because it's outside of time, it's outside of space, and it's outside of mass and matter. And so if you can understand that, so when I reveal something to you, a lot of people, they will read their Dear Kinnear report, and at first, because it's so much bigger than what they believe about themselves because it's the way God sees you. And so I don't look at you the way you look at you. I look at you the way God looks at you. So when I see you, I don't see, you know, white or black. I don't see short or tall. I don't see happy or sad. I don't see you based upon the world's way. When I see you the way God sees you. So it's easy for me to love you because I don't see your flaws. I see your strength. So being in my position changed my life because now it changed me because I hated myself. When I did my own Dear Kinnear report, I started to love myself. My behavior didn't change. Let me say that again. I kept lying, stealing, cheating. Everything I've been doing, I still doing it, but I love myself in spite of my flaws. Why? Go to church and teach that. Go to church, any church, in anywhere, in any country, they teach morality. Because that's all they have. They don't have what changes morality. So I don't teach effect. I teach cause. That's what a metaphysician does. We don't deal on what you do. We deal on what you think that empowers you to do what you do. So if I want to change what you do, I got to change what you think. That means I got to go into the invisible realm. So it says that everything that is visible is a copy of that which is invisible. Now, brothers and sisters, Hebrews 3 says the same thing. It says that which you see was made from things which you can't see. Isaiah 29, verse 15 says, woe unto those who deeply hide their plans from the Lord and whose deeds are done in dark places. And they say, who sees us? Or who knows us? So there's somebody that's doing something in a dark place. And I used to be a member of a lot of those dark places. You guys know, I used to hang out with some very dark people. I was a card-carrying member of some dark organizations. Now, most of these organizations, most have never heard of the Thylemic Order of the Golden Dawn. Never even heard of it. Most people have never heard of Antoine LaVey. Never heard of him. Most people have never heard of Helen Blavatsky. Most people have never heard of the theosophical organization of Satan. Most people have never heard of Luciferian or what a Luciferian is. Most people don't know that to be a Luciferian, that means that you do one thing. You don't follow instructions. That's it. So I don't know if you understand what I just said, so let me repeat this. I have this inside of my book. I have this inside of my book, Christian Satanist. Now, most people know I'm an ex-card-carrying member of what some people call Satanism or Luciferian. Most people think that Luciferians worship Satan. They don't. Luciferians worship themselves. They promote their own dream. It's called Thylema. There's an entire book that they carry around that's called the Codex Gigas or the Devil's Bible. Now, why am I telling you that? Because it comes from an invisible realm. And so what does that mean? Modern day Luciferian. Now, let me read you a quote from a book called the Liber Aureliges, it's a Latin phrase, a Latin word that means do as thy wilt. So that was an organization. I don't really recommend anybody investigating it. It's called the Ordo Templis, where we get the Knight Templars from. Now, Aleister Crowley was a senior member, and Aleister Crowley said that Luciferians are free thinkers. They are staunch professionalists and individualists. They do not let anyone tell them how or what to think or believe. Now, based on that statement, does that sound anything like Satan worship? Spiritual dysfunction leads to physical malfunction. Let me say that again. Spiritual dysfunction. You know that black dysfunction leads to, I don't even know if I should open up this diatribe, but I mean, have you ever heard of, there's a website called World Star Hip Hop. You can watch most of the black Love and Hip Hop movies or some of the Tyler Perry stuff. You know, no disrespect to Tyler Perry. I applaud him for what he's doing. You know, he's employing and creating economic opportunity for a lot of African Americans, but I just don't understand why black men always have to put on a dress. Why do they got to promote black dysfunction? For all my melanated brothers and sisters, you might want to ask yourself, go watch Love and Hip Hop, watch Empire, watch any black movie. Why is there always black dysfunction? What is it promoting? I think you already know the answer to that question, but again, that's another study for another time. Now, brothers and sisters, Isaiah continues in verse 16. Now, remember, there's somebody there in the dark. They don't want you to see them. They don't want you to know them. Verse 16 says, you turn things around. Shall the potter be considered as equal as the clay? That what is made would say to its maker, he did not make me. Or what is formed say to him who formed it, he does not understand me. Why did Michael Jackson bleach his skin and straighten his hair? Called self-hate. Why did I do everything that I did? Called self-hate. I told my maker, God, you know what? I know you're awesome, everything, but obviously you was a little, you know, you made a mistake. I'm supposed to be 6'5". I'm only 5'5", so therefore, you know, I'm going to take some growth hormones so that way I can, you know, I can grow. What am I saying, brothers and sisters? All I'm saying is what this scripture is saying is very important, so I can't just gloss over it. Everything that is visible is a copy of that which is hidden. So in the book of Isaiah, it's telling us, let's read it in the King James, it says, surely your turning of things upside down shall be esteemed as the potter's clay. So they're taking something and they're turning it upside down. This is what the Cosmos did. He took invisibility, he turned it upside down to create visibility. How do I know? Go to Google, type in electromagnetic spectrum. Electromagnetic spectrum only exists when you take invisible light and you shine it through a prism that fractures it, that bends it, that turns it upside down to produce what you and I call color. Now, that's science. It has nothing to do with the Bible. So I can use science to prove this scripture and to prove what it says. Everything that you see is the result of something that was unseen. So the devil takes the unseen, he manipulates it through a prism or prison, which this earth is a prison planet. I don't know if you guys know that. This planet, this planned net. So he turns it upside down so that what is esteemed is taken as the potter's clay. It's not the potter's clay. Let me say that again. I'm not saying this. So let me say it again in case you missed it. Isaiah 29:16. Surely your turning of things upside down shall be esteemed as the potter's clay. For they for shall the work say to him that made it, he made me not? Or shall the one framed say to him that framed it, he had no understanding? So the devil says God don't know what he's doing in heaven. So I'm going to come down here and create what God should have created in heaven. That's what we call planet Earth. Now, this whole cosmology, just like it says in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, this harmonious arrangement, the prince of the air is the God, the little g of this world. So I think I pretty much beat that horse to death. All I'm saying is everything that you see with your eyes, how can I put this? It's real, but it's not real. It's real on this dimension. Now, you may be saying, but man, Brother Will, I don't know. What does that mean, dude? Like, really? Well, look at the word L-I-V-E, when to live. Now, the Bible says friendship with this world makes you the enemy of God. So, again, take it, turn it upside down or turn it around. So, L-I-V-E, turn it around, E-V-I-L. Now, live, L-I-V-E, makes you evil. So, living is sinning. Now, again, that's another study for another time. But I just want you to start thinking, because this is what we're going to be talking about in 2015. So I got to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify all of this stuff that I've been carrying around in my back pocket for 20 years. And so people ask me, why do I have a certain disdain or righteous indignation about certain things? This is why. So you take the word lived. So you lived. You have lived. L-I-V-E-D. Turn it around. You get D-E-V-I-L. So L-I-V-E-D is D-E-V-I-L, lived devil. Now, I could do that with a lot of English words. You guys know, I do this all the time. I talk about the word responsibility. I talk about the word charm. Take out the S, you got the word harm. I talk about the word, I can't tell you guys that one. But, you know, the word Python and the word Python. One means snake, the other one means devil. So the devil hides in language, and so we throw words around it without really understanding what they mean. So a curse is a cure. If you remove the S, what's the S? The S is the snake. So if I got C-U-R-S-E, if I take the S, I have C-U-R-E. So you got a curse, right? So whatever your flaw is, don't try to bury it. That's your cure. Just take the S out, and you got your solution. So you got a problem. Problems are solutions in disguise. So the earth is heaven in disguise. Let me say it again. That's why there's a new heaven and a new earth coming down. That's what it says in the book of Revelation. Because the cosmographer saw God's blueprint and said, you know what? Now remember, he was the anointed cherub that covered before he left his first estate. So he was God's right-hand man. So obviously, he saw God's plans. Now, people ask me all the time, well, God is all-knowing, right? So God knew this, right? How come he didn't stop it? God honors his word above his own name. He had already spoken this into existence. So he honors his word above his own name. And so he used the enemy's plan against him. How? The word became flesh and dwelt among men. So invisibility took on and put on visibility. You say, what does that mean, brother? Let's continue reading. Life, it says, live with Christ and he will save you. For he is the true light and the sun, S-U-N, of life. For just as the sun, S-U-N, which is visible and makes light for the eyes of the flesh, so Christ, who is invisible, illuminates the eyes of the spirit. Christ illuminates every mind and the heart. For if a wicked man who is in the body and evil, How much more does he who has his mind blind? For every blind man goes along in such a way that he is seen just as one who does not have his mind sane. He does not delight in acquiring the light of Christ, which is reason. What is the light of Christ? Shouting and turning over chairs, right? No. The light of Christ is reason. 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 And then it says, for everything which is visible is a copy. It's an image of the thing hidden. Now, my brothers and sisters, we broke down that word image on many, many shows. So I'm just going to run through it really, really quickly. If you go to dictionary.com, type in the word image, it means a representation of the original, but it's not the original. It means a mental representation of the original, but it's not the original. So we got a representation. We got a imitation. The word image means the word imitation. It means representative. It means, my brothers and sisters, it means something that looks like the original, but it's not. Image. It looks like. That's why it says that we are made in his image and his likeness. So the cosmographer made a copy, and he's presenting himself as God, but he's a copy of God. So he made the earth, he's presenting the earth as heaven, and it's a copy of heaven. So everything that we see on this dimension is a copy of something else. That's really, really important, because you're going to settle for a copy, or you can hold out for the original. I don't know about you, but I want to hold out for the original. I don't want a watered-down version. I want the original. So I want the truth, not a truth. That's why I'm doing today's show. Then the next sentence says, for as fire which burns in a place without being confined to it. So how can fire burn in multiple places at the same time? That's called quantum physics. That's what I've been studying all my life. But say, well, brother, what does that mean? I don't know about no quantum physics. It means this. Let me continue reading. So it is with the sun, which is in the sky, all of whose rays extend to the places on the earth. So it's saying the sun is in one place, but it affects multiple places. Let me say it again. The sun, the S-U-N, it heats this earth and all of the other planets in this galaxy or in this solar system. Does it not? But the sun is in one place, but yet it seems like it's in multiple places because its rays extend to multiple places. And then the next verse says, similarly. So in other words, similar, very important word. Like, the devil hides in the details. I wish I could just run through this really fast, give you guys the meat, and let you guys go home. Hey, look at the word similar. The word similar, again, means a resemblance. It means something that corresponds to the original. So similarly, whatever the sun does physically, whatever the S-U-N does physically, the S-O-N does spiritually. Let me say that again. I don't know if you guys got that. Whatever the S-U-N does, it resembles whatever the S-O-N does. Let me say that again. Similarly. The word similar means having characteristics in common with the original. But it is not the original. It is similar to the original. So the S-U-N is similar to the S-O-N. So whatever the sun, the physical sun does, the spiritual sun does. Very, very important. That one word makes a big difference. It is similar. It says, similarly, Christ has a single being. Then it says, and he gives light to every place. Let me say it again. Christ, like the S-U-N, he's the S-O-N, the light of Christ shines to every human being, even though we're not human beings, because a human being is a copy of a spiritual being. Let me say that again. I've been saying this for years, and people thought I was cray-cray. What does that mean? That means that you are a spirit that's having a physical experience. You're not a physical being having a spiritual experience. So don't identify with the physical. Identify more with the spiritual. How do you do that? Reason and logic. Let me say that again. How do you be spiritual? Reason and logic. Let me say that again. That's what this says in the teaching, again, of Silvanus. He says that when you want to be like Christ, it says, he delighting in acquiring the light of Christ, which is reason. So, that's very important because there's reason and logic for whatever reason is not on the planet. It's very hard to find. Then it says something else that's very profound. It says this is also the way in which he speaks of our mind. And I'm at home. I normally don't do the show in the evening time, so I do apologize for the background noise. That's just the family down there doing their thing. But so I do apologize for that, for the background noise. But the show must go on. Now, remember, brothers and sisters, it says that this is also the way in which he speaks of our mind. So this is really important. So what he's saying is the way that the S-U-N works, the way that the S-O-N works, is the same way that your mind works. So the sun is in one place, but it affects many places with its rays. The Son of God is in one place, but he affects all of humanity. So your mind is in one place, but it affects all places. Now, this is biologically and scientifically proven, as we talk about, and I'm talking about on many, many shows, as Dr. Emoto talks about, how you can bless water, how you can have what is called, you can affect atoms in one place. Even though I'm in New York, I can pray, let's say if I was in New York, I could pray for somebody in California. Now, there's a great book by Dr. Greg Braden called The Isaiah Effect, where he proves this using science, that your mind does not operate in space and time. In other words, whatever you are thinking, you ever have this thing called deja vu? Or you ever have a loved one or a friend, y'all both text each other at the same time? Y'all both talk about each other at the same time? Y'all both are thinking about each other at the same time? And it's just, why? Because thoughts travels instantaneously. It is outside of time. It is outside of space. It is outside of mass or matter. So therefore, whatever a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Instantly. Now, it takes time to manifest physically. So you got thoughts of fear, doubt, and unbelief. Wow. Could you imagine that manifested instantly? I once read the story about this guy that was supposed to be in a desert, and he came across this guru who told him this, and the guy immediately thought of a palm tree, and boom, the palm tree showed up, and it provided him shade. The guy was like, wow, this is awesome. So the guy just thought in his mind of a oasis. Boom, a nice oasis showed up. He drank some water, because, again, he's out in the desert. He's thirsty. Then the guy thought about, man, I would love to have some food. Boom. Food showed up. So the guy was like, man, I'm getting a hang of this. And he thought, you know, man, I would like to have some shelter. So this nice hammock showed up where he could sit. So he's sitting there. He's eating. He's in the shade. He's relaxing. He's enjoying himself. And then he thought about, man, I might be by myself. What if a lion or a tiger shows up? Boom. The lion and tiger showed up and mauled him to death. So the moral of the story is, brothers and sisters, that your thoughts are things. However, God knows that you are not a responsible creator, so he puts this thing called time. He allows it to exist to keep you from destroying yourself and me and everybody else. So one day you love me, then I do something to piss you off, and then the next day you got thoughts that, man, that brother Will, man, I don't like that dude. And so your thoughts are so powerful, God has to not allow you to be able to bring about what you think about. Because if you do, you have thoughts of cancer, you'll be dead tomorrow. So your thoughts, my brothers and sisters, if you could understand what I'm saying, your life would change forever. Because I cannot afford the luxury of a negative thought. That's why my morality does not affect my thinking. Why? I can't afford it. Now, some of you guys can. I can't. I cannot afford the luxury of a negative thought. So in my world, the sun is always out. Life is always great. I'm the best thing since sliced bread. I just won the lottery in my world. I don't know what's going on in your world, but in my world, every day is a holiday. Every day is a good day. I cannot afford the luxury of a negative thought because I understand what they do. I understand what's behind those thoughts. It says that the mind works exactly like the S-U-N and the S-O-N. When you have a thought, it goes out. The next thing it says, and it is like a lamp which burns and lights up a place. So your mind is like a lamp. So let's say your lamp, now if you could color a light bulb. So when you have a positive thought, the light is nice and bright. So you have a negative thought, you paint the light bulb black. How much light comes out? What happens if you paint the light bulb red? Everything in the room looks red. I don't know if you guys see like Christmas lights. You know that the image is tainted by the light. Let me say it again. The image is tainted by the light. So if I put a red light bulb inside of my light, everything in my house looks red, but is it red? Let me ask the question again. Now, the walls inside of my living room are white. But if I put a yellow light bulb in my lamp and I turn it on, what color are the walls in my living room going to look like? They're going to look yellow, but are they yellow? No, it's an illusion. So you live in a world, and everything that you see looks solid. But according to quantum physics, it's not. Now, again, that is another study for another time. If we get into quantum physics and waveform duality and how everything is basically matter that is slowed down to appear solid. Now, that blows my cookies. It's tough for me to wrap my brain around the fact that this solid wall ain't solid. And if I could understand it, I could walk right through it. That, again, I'm not there yet. I'm working on it. But Yahushua did everything like that while he understood. So when he transfigured himself on the Mount of Olives, when he turned water into wine, when he fed 5,000 people with, two fish and a loaf of bread, or whatever it was, when he walked on water, when he calmed the sea, what did he do? He understood what you and I don't. So if you and I could understand what Yahushua understands, that's what he said. He said that the things that I have done, you shall do, and even greater things than these. So Yahushua is saying that we're supposed to be doing what he's doing, but we don't have the understanding. This is why I'm doing these shows, to try to give you that understanding. Because if we could get this understanding, our lives will change very, very, very significantly. Then it says, furthermore, I shall speak of what is more exalted than this. So there is something that is more exalted than this. What is that something? The mind. Now, my brothers and my sisters, I'm not talking about the brain. You do know that the brain and the mind is two different things. The mind is actually inside of your heart. Now, again, this is scientifically proven. You can go to Heart Math Institute. It's heartmath.org. And it's scientifically proved that what we call the heart is actually the mind. Some people say the brain. Now, that's another study for another time. But the Bible says, well, not the Bible, but the teachings of Sylvanus says that there is something that is really, really, really important. What is that something? The mind. And then he says, with respect to actually being in a place, which means it is in the body, but with respect to thought, the mind is not in a place. So what this is saying, brothers and sisters, is that when we start thinking, we transcend time. That is why the Hermes Triglycerides and thought and Yehudi, these are all terms, again, that you can go to Google and type in T-H-O-T-H. That's the Egyptian god. That's what all of the esoteric text is based upon. This guy that controlled math, music, and language. He's the architect that they call of the occult community. Because he's manipulating what is called, what I call tachyon energy. Some people call scalar energy. Some people call toroidal energy. These are all books that I have that explain these different types of chi, prana, breath, energy, God. But what does that mean? Let's read what it means. It says, with respect to thought, the mind is not in a place. For how can it be in a place when it contemplates every place? In other words, how can your mind be in one place and have the ability? See, right now I'm in San Antonio, Texas, but I can contemplate Houston, Texas. I can contemplate San Diego, California. I can contemplate Atlanta, Georgia. I can contemplate Florida. I can remember when I was stationed in Iwakuni, Japan, and I can bring that image into my head right now. I can close my eyes and I can picture when I was stationed in Waikiki Beach down at Fort Smith in Hawaii. I remember walking on the beaches in Waikiki. I remember going on the other side of the island to Kaneohe and going out there and hanging out with the Samoans out there when I was stationed in Hawaii. I can image. I can imagine it. But am I there? No. But I can contemplate. Now, that word contemplate is a dangerous word, very, very dangerous word, because it got the word con in front of it. I can't even break that one down for you guys. That's a whole show in itself, contemplate. I would encourage everyone listening to the show, after the show, just go to the dictionary and just type in that word contemplate. Just go to dictionary.com and just type it in. And so the mind has the ability to do this. The mind has the ability to contemplate. The mind has the ability to do this. It means to view future events. I said I wasn't going to do it. It means con, swindle, temple. It means to swindle your place. Now, most people think the temple is a building. Now, if you go to Google and type in temple, right behind your eye, you have a temple. Have you ever heard that term, temple? It's right behind eye. Now, the eye is the window to the soul. So you have a temple, but it's not made of men. It's not made of hands. The temple is right behind the human eye. So contemplate is the swindling of the temple. The brain has the ability to do that. That's a whole, the brain has the ability to manipulate the temple. Now, the body is the temple of the Ruach. The mind has the ability to manipulate the temple of the Ruach, or the Pneuma, or the Holy Spirit, the set-apart spirit. The mind has that ability. That's what this is saying. The mind is a dangerous thing. Then it goes even further. It says, but we are able to mention what is more exalted than this. So the mind is great. The mind can manipulate space, time, and matter. It can also manipulate your temple. But there's something even greater than this. For do not think in your heart that God exists in one place. Oh, man, come on, somebody. So we've been talking about the brain. We've been talking about the heart. We've been talking about the mind. We've been talking about, you know, images. We've been talking about that everything that is visible is a copy of something that is hidden. And then this book says, even though the mind, the body, the invisible realm, the visible realm, the copy, the sun with his rays shining everywhere, the Son of God, which again has the ability to save everywhere, and the mind, which has the ability to contemplate everywhere. All of these are great things. But then it says, but there's something greater than that, God. It says, but do not think in your heart that God exists in a place. If you localize the Lord of all in a place, then it is fitting for you to say that the place is more exalted than he who dwells in it. Brothers and sisters, I get a lot of trouble when I talk about this. Let me finish reading this chapter, and then we'll probably wrap it up. I want to try to keep the show just to an hour tonight, because we have a new format. And again, I may move it up an hour or back an hour because I'm trying to see what's going to fit and also the time frame. Because, again, a two-hour show, as you guys know, especially this time of night, is a little lengthy. So we'll just keep it to an hour tonight. But notice what it says. It says, if you localize, now that's a word, like the word contemplate. What does the word localize? Now, most people, they will read that and they keep going. They don't stop and do no didactic discourse. The word localize means to make it fixed, to make it local. It says, brothers and sisters, according to this book that we're reading, again, the teachings of Sylvanus, how do you make something invisible visible? Quantum physics has been saying it for eons. When you fixate on it, when you put it in one location, now this whole multiplicity, this whole hologram theory, all of this stuff that we talk about is science. Notice what happens when you do that to God. What happens when you put God in a box? What happens when you departmentalize God? What happens when you localize God and say he's only at my church? He don't exist in nobody else's church. Let's be crystal clear, brothers and sisters. Now, remember the three examples that we have before. The S-U-N, it's in one place, but it shines everywhere. The S-O-N is in one place, but it shines everywhere. Your brain is in one place, but it can affect everywhere. Scientifically proven. And all of this is great, but then it says, God, if you do that with God, we're going to have a problem. Because it says, but we are able to mention what is more exalted than this. What? The three examples that we just mentioned. There's something that is better than those three examples. But it says, for do not think in your heart. Well, I thought we think in our head. Yeah, most people don't understand that thinking takes place in the heart, not the head. The head processes what the heart discerns. That's another study for another time. But it says, do not think in your heart that God exists in a place. If you localize the Lord of all, now you can localize the Lord of other lords, but if you localize the Lord of all in a place, then it is fitting for you to say that the place is more exalted than the Lord. That the place is more exalted than he who dwells in it. For what that contains is more exalted than that which is contained. Let me say it again. Whatever can contain God is more exalted than God. Let me say it again. Whatever can contain the S-U-N is more exalted than the S-U-N. If I can contain God, I am God. Why? If I can trap the sun, I'm more powerful than the sun. So if I can trap the S-O-N, the Christos or the Christ, I'm more important than Christ. So if I can capture the human brain, that's why, ask a scientist, ask any doctor, what is the human brain? They can tell you what it does. They don't have a snowball's idea of what the brain is. They just say it's gray matter. Nobody knows how the brain works. They know it's a bunch of electrons and stuff. You have to look at the human brain. It just looks like a blob of fat. But yet all of that complexity takes place inside the human brain. What is it? It's like gravity. Everybody know what gravity does. It keeps you stuck on the earth. But what is it? What is it? Like, what is it made of? How does it, like, who formulated it? They don't know. Nobody don't know what gravity is. So we don't know a lot of stuff. The minute that you know it is the minute that you limit it. That's why when you label something, you limit something. So you got a label for God, right? What's God's name? We all got a name for God. Whatever name you got, again, I use the name Yahuwah loosely, very loosely, just to give us a frame of reference. But my God, he's all-knowing, he's all-powerful, he's all-present. He's the unknown, he's the unutterable. He's the father of all light. Because it says, for that which contains is more exalted than that which is contained. For there is no place which is called incorporeal. Now, again, I've talked about this word before because I was in the military. One of my ranks when I was an E4 in the Marines, it was called corporeal. It wasn't incorporeal, but it's called corporal. I was a corporal, C-O-R-P-O-R-E-A-L, incorporeal or corporeal. So a corporeal is a rank, but the word incorporeal means not corporeal. Corporeal means material. Incorporeal means non-material being. Whoa. Now we're getting somewhere. Non-material being. A spirit being. It means a being without material form. It means metaphysics, metaphysical. So incorporeal means a metaphysical being. So let's understand this statement. It says, for there is no place which is called a non-physical being. Which is called incorporeal. There is no place without material form. That's another word, a definition for that word. In, again, means go in. Corporeal means corpus. It means body. So it's saying that there is no place without a body. And say, what kind of body? And you say that there's no place without a body. Let's continue reading from the teachings of Sylvanus. It says, for it is not right for us to say that God is corporeal. For the consequences would be that we must attribute both increase and decrease to the corporeal, but also that he, God, who is subject to these, will not remain imperishable. So in other words, if you define God, if you put him inside of your box, if you make him corporeal, incorporeal, again, corporeal means body or rank. Not corporeal means not material. It means non-material. It means without material existence. Corporeal means with material existence. It means to have it means the nature of the physical body. So corporeal has to do with a physical body. Non-corporeal has to do with a non-physical body. But it says, for there is no place which is called non-physical body, for it is not right for us to say that God is physical body, corporeal. Then it says, for the consequence would be that we must attribute both increase and decrease, that means polarity, to the physical, the corporeal. But also that he, God, is also subject to these, what? The laws of the physical realm. But he's not subject to those laws. That's why we can't call him corporeal. We can't call him physical. That's why it says God is spirit. Those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. For it says, for the consequence would be, we must contribute polarity, good and evil. We must contribute both increase and decrease to the corporeal, to the flesh. But also that he, God, who is subject to these, would not remain imperishable. Then it says, now it is not difficult to know the creator of all creatures, but it is impossible to comprehend the likeness of this one. Let me say that again. We're closing with this. For it is not difficult to know the creator of all creatures, but it is impossible to comprehend the likeness of this one. For it is difficult not only for men to comprehend God, but it is also difficult for every divine being, both the angels and the archangels. It is necessary to know God as he is. We cannot know God through anyone except Christ, who has the image, which means likeness, of the Father. For his image reveals the true likeness in correspondence to that which is revealed. A king is not usually known apart from his image. So tomorrow we want to continue with part 7, and we want to pick up with this word correspondence. Because Christ is the correspondence of the Father. That's what the teachings of Salvanus is saying. Now, brothers and sisters, again, just like the word incorporeal, that means spiritual, and the word corporeal, which means physical, it says something that is very, very profound, brothers and sisters, when we talk about Christ being the correspondence of God. That word means communication by exchange. But what type of exchange? Correspondent and correspondence. That word correspondent and correspondent means harmony and agreement. It means to correspond, communicate by letters. Let me say that again. Christ is the correspondence of God. There is an agreement to be similar to God in this particular manner. Now, the Bible says the same thing. In the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God. Christ, in Christ, dwells the fullness of the Godhead in bodily form. Christ is the communicated exchange of God through letters. Correspondence. It means core response. Tomorrow we'll break down core. How to respond to the core, or how to respond to the accord, or how to respond accordingly. The word correspond, how to respond accordingly, how to respond to the accord, chord as in C-H-O-R-D, chord, a musical chord, a note, a frequency, a wave, a vibration. Respond. Faith cometh by hearing. Are you going to respond in harmony to the chord, to the note, at the last sound, at the last trump, at the last chord? Will you respond? Will you be in accordance to that frequency, that wave? Will you be similar? Will you hold the communication with? It means to communicate by means of letters. Now, brothers and sisters, this is really deep. It says you cannot know God except through Christ, which again has to do with your position, which leads you to a place, which takes you to the king of that place. So you need to salve. That brings about the salvaging that results in your salvation. It says a king is not usually known apart from his image. It says, consider these things about God. He is in every place. On the other hand, he is in no place. Now, brothers and sisters, that's what quantum physics says. They say that the atom, that the subatomic particles, they exist nowhere and they exist everywhere at the same time. It says they solidify or they become, again, localized when somebody observes them. If there is no observer, there is no localization. Let me say that again. According to quantum physics, the sun doesn't localize until you look up in the sky and expect it to be there. According to quantum physics, your brain will block out anything that you don't expect. So if you're walking down the street and you don't expect to see a $100 bill on the ground, if there is one, your brain will not allow you to see it. You don't see real, you see what you expect. And what you expect comes from what you understand. So if you don't understand God, you don't expect God. If you don't expect God, you can't exceed God. You will never manifest God. So whatever you understand, you expect. Whatever you expect, you manifest. So your expectation determines your revelation. Now, that's another study for another time. But brothers and sisters, the Luciferians, they all know this. That's why they manifest in cray-cray stuff. That's why they hide in the shadows and they produce what's seen in the light. You cannot know God through anything except the Christos. That's the ointment. That's the anointing. Christ means the messianic office that furnishes the one in that office with the power to fulfill that office. That office has the image. Remember, it means the resemblance of the Father, the likeness. It says, for this image reveals the true likeness in correspondence. So in other words, to find the true likeness of God, you need the correspondence. Correspondence means that you correspond with letters. Why do you think the cosmogrator uses letters? Because he's creating another correspondence. He's creating the anti-correspondence. That's why they use use sigils. They use runes. They use letters. They use grammar. They use grammaria. They use grammarie. So they're using the same thing that you're using to create corporal, physical. God's using it to create incorporeal, spiritual. But you have to understand that these things about God, what are these things? He is every place. On the other hand, he's no place. With respect to power, to be sure, he is in every place. But with respect to divinity, he is in no place. So then, it is possible to know God a little with respect to his power. He fills every place, but in the exaltation of his divinity, nothing contains him. Everything is in God, but God is not in anything. Now, tomorrow, brother and sister, I got to break that one down. That's a cookie blower. So tomorrow we'll continue again with part 7 as I reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify how God is in everything, but nothing. I'm sorry, how everything is in God, but God is not in anything. It's important to understand that one word, divinity. Now, we broke down that word before, so we have to break it down again, because that word divinity is very, 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 very important, because it has to do with the divine nature, the divine attributes. So divinity comes from the word divine. That is the science of divining things. What is the word divine? Well, look at the word divination. So it is the science of dividing. It is the science of discerning. It is the science of discovery. It is the science of declaring. It is the science similar to a divining rod. It is the science of insight, perception, and conjecture, discovery, divination, perception, intention, divinity. My brothers and my sisters, as we get into bringing this entire series to a close, the enemy hides in letters. He understands that it's difficult to understand the word God-like, deity, or the word divine. And so when we throw this word divine around, something about this word that God doesn't like. But we all say that he's divine. We all use the word divinity, but we don't know the word. We don't know the eschatological meaning of the word. So the word divinity comes from a Latin word, divinus, which means a God, not the God. It means God, deity, Zeus. It has to do with to make out a supernatural being or to make a supernatural insight. So a diviner is like a wand. It is the ability to discern. It comes from an underlining word, soothsayer. So tomorrow we want to pick up with the word soothsayer and the word divination. How can these, quote-unquote, supposedly negative words be associated with a spiritual God. Now, brothers and sisters, again, this is really, really, really important, because we must understand that everything that you see is a result of divinity. Let me say that again. Everything that you see with your eyes is the result of divinity, divinity, the divining. It is the under-over understanding of what that means. Because the prism divines divinity. When you shine white light through a prism or prism, it divides the light to produce color. That makes it visible. It is this divinity that makes God visible. If you notice, we use that term a lot in all religions. They use that term divinity. God is divine, is he? So we need to break down these terms, and so we'll pick up with the word soothsayer, which means soothsay, the act of speaking the truth. All about, I thought soothsaying was a bad thing. What about the word divination? The act of staring intently. I thought that was a bad thing. Join me tomorrow, my brothers and sisters, same back time, same back channel. Again, we're trying out the 7 o'clock time slot, 7 p.m. Central. As I mentioned before, if there's a particular time slot, you want me to move it up an hour to 6 Central or back an hour to 8 Central, email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. That email address again, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. As you guys know, this is my new time slot. I'm no longer doing the noontime shows. I will be continuing doing the shows in this time slot at least for another month or so, get a little feedback, see how this is working. And if everybody likes this, we will continue it. However, I will possibly be discontinuing the number of shows depending on the feedback, because I have to try to make sure that this, again, is a win-win situation. I've been giving out free content for 5 years. So it's not fair for me to struggle and to continue giving, and you guys are continuing to receive. So I'm not talking about now that people listening to this show, Brother John, Sister Ellen, Sister Helen, Brother Lee, Brother Dana, Brother Roman, a lot of brothers and sisters who make monthly donations. Again, if everybody listening to this show, on average, I have 5,000 people listening to this show. If 5,000 people gave a dollar, life would be great. I'd be able to do this show, be able to get my books published, because I'm in a transition stage, my brothers and sisters. 2015 is going to be a remarkable year. I'm going to be publishing, there's 5 books that I'm releasing, 2 of which I mentioned. I haven't mentioned the other 3 yet. Those 2 books, again, 500-page books, they're $499. They're expensive, but the information in those books you won't find on the Internet. You won't find this information. This information is some very dangerous information. That's why it costs so much. The title of those books, The Ontology of Mankind. Now, so that word, oncology, the ontological makeup of mankind, again, very important. The book, I did the show, Sex, Gender, Spirituality. I got to continue breaking down why Peter is called the rock. In the esoteric community, he's called Peter, meaning male genitalia, Paino, meaning pino, meaning penis. I must understand, you guys must understand how they are trying to subvert you and turn you into. You ever notice that the people that most people that have problems, myself included, when I was in the church with promiscuity, fornication, why is it so rampant in the church? Again, you can go to Google right now and type in sexogram. Don't believe a word I'm saying. Sexogram. What flag flies that emblem? What group of people uses that? So there is sex magic that is going on. If you don't understand that, you would think you are practicing spirituality and you are actually engaging in a sexual ritual and you are engaging in sex magic. That's why you have problems where the little head is sticking for the big head. I'm not talking about something I read out of a book. This is real life. This is why this is so important. Nobody else will tell you that. You got a man that has a problem. If he's look at all the worship leaders. Go to any church and then just watch the worship leaders. You will see two things. You will see gluttony or homosexuality or gender bending. Look at Hollywood. Look at Will Smith's children. Will Smith's son looks like a girl. His daughter looks like a guy. What did we read in the book of Isaiah, chapter 29, verse 16? They are changing because they are thumbing their fingers at God and saying, God, you don't know what you're doing. You made my son a male. He should be a female. So I'm going to change what you did. Obviously, you don't know what you're doing. Brothers and sisters, what is really going on will blow your cookies. Now, that's why I want to continue doing this. But the only way I'm going to be able to continue doing these shows for free is if you guys continue to support me. I don't care if it's a penny. Every little bit helps. No amount is too great. No amount is too small. Because I want to continue to keep this content coming, preferably every day, and preferably free. Because what I have to share, I haven't heard taught anywhere. And you need to know this. Because you're reading stuff inside of the Helios Biblios that is creating. Now, remember, we just read the correspondence that God is using is Christ. But the problem is, do you have C-H-R-E-S-T-O-S, Christos, or do you have C-H-R-I-S-T-O-S, Christos? Somebody has added jots and tittles that it talks about in Jeremiah chapter 8, verse 8. Brothers and sisters, it is important that the devil hides in the details and the etymology of words. That's how he created this world. Because in the beginning was the word. So if you can manipulate the word, you can manipulate the world. This visible universe we live in is the result of a manipulation of the word. And unless we return back to the original word, we will not have the original God. We got a watered down, dumbed down version called a Cosmogrator, a.k.a. Samael, the blind God. So my brothers and my sisters, again, the three options, again, I'm not saying that I would discontinue whether you guys donate or not. As long as God makes a way for me to do it, I got breath in my lungs, I will continue to do this show. But I am looking for people to partner with me at $25, $50, or $75 level and just say, hey, Brother Will, ain't no contracts, ain't nothing. All I'm saying is just, hey, every month, if you guys can make a donation in that amount for $25, $50, or $75, that allows me to continue to do these shows with or without you. You know, hey, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor a seed begging bread. Where God leads, God provides. So God provides, however, through his people. And you are one of his people. My brothers and my sisters, again, join me tomorrow night as we may be able to wrap it up with part 7 of the teachings of Sylvanus as we break down how the enemy has manipulated divination and soothsaying and even the word demonic, turn things upside down, and he's turned things backwards. Now, if you take the letters of God, the original Hebrew letters, and if you turn them around and turn them backwards, it will reveal something to you that you've never seen. And I'm going to let you in on a secret. That's the smoking gun. If you want to find the Cosmogrator, you want to find out, really take the letters. Yahweh. Some people say YHWH. Some people say YHVH. Put them backwards. Turn them upside down. Just like it says in Isaiah 29, verse 16. But I didn't tell you that. Notice what you have. Try it and see. My brothers and sisters, I am Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you into all truth. And as always, my brother, as always, my sister, I will see you in eternity. God bless you. Jesus, he gon' lead us through these enemies.
gotta say it, this ain't nothing you should worry about. If you so negative with thoughts, then you should blur it out. Why take a sedative when you could take your courage out? Why take a sedative when you could take your courage out? Let's make them feel it, we ain't even gotta curse it all. Like getting digits, you ain't even have to flirt it all. I got these dividends, that dividends can't buy it all. I got these dividends, that dividends can't buy it all. I'm about to shift again, no blending and no not at all. And all my frenemies and enemies and buy them all. Cause this is skipping, it's in misery, it's about to fall. They got monopolies and properties inside a store. Don't trace that money out there properly, it's not for y'all. And ain't it funny, cause we'll grind, but we don't fight at all. I know we think it, but we keep it all inside us all. I know we think it, but we keep it all inside us all. I spoke to Jesus, he gon' lead us through these enemies.